Hello and welcome to another UHB Library podcast. I'm your host Jenny and I'm joined today by Beth.
Hello Jenny, it's good to be here.
I'm glad to hear that. So we decided today to talk about the audiobook service that we offer at the library. So this is a service that we offer for patients, and it's one that myself and Beth set up, so it's we're very passionate about it, I would say. And you may have seen it already, we have promoted it across the Trust, and we did also do an interview for the patient radio on it as well, which was a little bit nerve-wracking,
but
if you heard that, I hope you enjoyed it. But yeah, so we're just going to talk a bit about the history of the audiobooks, who it's for, if you want to borrow it, we'll give you the details on that. And then we've picked a book that we've both read that we thought we would review. So at least if you have one that you want to recommend for a patient. We'll do a few of these, so this will be the first, but then after that we'll do keep an eye out, because there'll be different episodes on books that we'll review. So Beth, how did the audiobook start? Because I think you were in touch with someone who suggested that patients might like an audiobook service.
Yes, originally we spoke to the Dignity and Care team. It was originally to expand our reminiscence collection, so if anyone's aware of that, that's something you can also borrow from the library.
Yeah, that's available at all the sites, isn't it?
Quite
a popular service as well.
And they mentioned to us that patients would be interested in, I think they called it, referred to it as talking books. So we started looking into talking books. From there, we were really kindly helped out by charities, and we've had a load of interest, loads of feedback from people, and we've now got an audiobook service up and running for inpatients at the Trust.
Yeah. So we've got quite a few different devices. So we did a bit of research with other libraries. I know you sent out we call it a GISC mail. So if you don't know what it is, it's like a GISC is an education company, aren't they? And they have different mailing lists.
Mm-hmm.
So this was one that we can connect with other libraries in sort of NHS and other health libraries to get ideas, I think, feedback on things, basically.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting emails that come through from loads of confused librarians, and we were one of those librarians trying to find if anyone else had any ideas how we could set this up.
It didn't seem something that many places were. There was like the interest, but not many places had actually set it up, so I think we're quite unique. But we were recommended through that something called a Simple Music Player, which is it's a dementia-friendly device, isn't it? So it looks a bit like a retro radio, so anyone who has borrowed it already might have already seen that, or seen our little pictures of it. And it's very easy to use, so we've got a couple of those. They are dementia-friendly, but they can be borrowed by anyone, which they have.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, just seem to like the look of that one, so that one has
it looks
quite nice, so people have gone for that one.
And we also have some 5 MP3s, so whichever patients prefer to use. We've got a bit of a choice, but quite nice to have that. As I say, we met with charities and they've been very supportive of it for us. They've helped us fund the devices and the audiobook subscription as well. If you don't know which we subscribe to, it's a charity called Listening Books, and they provide audiobooks for people who can't hold a physical book because of illness or mental health. So very happy to support them, and they have an absolutely amazing catalogue, don't they? There's like 6,000 books on there.
There's so many books, and not just like sort of really a lot of people say, oh, what kind of books are they? They're up to date, they're like the new releases, they're all, you wouldn't believe what's on there. There's some really, really good books.
Yeah,
on there.
Some people ask what's on there, and like, I couldn't tell you everything,
there's so
thousands. but hopefully, we've got something that can cater for whatever your patient is interested in. So, as Beth mentioned, it is for inpatients, so if you've got someone who's going to be in for a while, who you know, it's a bit lonely perhaps, mm. or just need something to occupy their time. So we want to help towards patient well-being, don't we? And keep them mentally stimulated.
Yeah. Even if they're just in for a day, we can provide it for them. If they're just in overnight, let us know.
And yeah, because even an overnight, you can feel quite
yeah, if you're
quite
on your
bored.
Own, just help pass the time.
Yeah, once visiting time's over, just want something to do. So basically, if you're interested, if you've got a patient in mind, just come to the library, contact us. There's a form on the internet, or there's a paper form you can do. You just let us know what the patient is interested in, and then we'll find an audiobook that matches that interest. Mm-hmm. So you could say what genre they're interested in, what author they're interested in. As I say, we've got such a wide choice, we should be able to find something.
I think recently we've had a few patients interested in crime and horror, which is interesting. I don't know what's going on in the minds of patients. Well, they're in household words, dark thoughts, but Anything that helps relieve the boredom.
Crime is so just popular in general. It's always such a popular genre. It's like, it's not very relaxing, but that's what people like to read. just let us know what the patient's interested in. We'll put it on. We can pop it down to the wards if you're having any trouble coming to the library. We do try to be quite flexible with that. And then you can have it for about up to 3 weeks and then renew if needed.
There's no fines with this as well, so if you want to borrow it, don't worry at all about fines. And we're very, very lenient with this.
If a patient accidentally damaged it or completely broke it, we won't charge for that either, because we know accidents happen. So please do borrow it. It's free to borrow for your patient. You'll just need, if you haven't already, you just need to register for a base library card. So you can visit the base library website for that, or again, there's a paper form you can do at the counter. So I think we'll move on to
our book review.
Got a little review. It's Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine.
By Gail Honeyman, I think is the author's name.
I believe so, yeah. So we've gone with this one, I think maybe just because it's one we've both read quite recently. it's still fairly fresh in our heads. So just a little bit of what it is. So it's about a girl, like
30s, late 20s, early 30s.
And she's sort of leads a bit of a lonely life. She's got a few social skills, and she's got a very routine life. Like, she's very like, this is what I eat for dinner every day. On a Friday, I always have pizza and a bottle of wine, and it never changes. I say, like, a little bit not very good with social interactions, and a lot of problems with the mum, as well. The mum is
the
mum's not a nice person.
No.
You'll get that very early on. You don't like the mum. But then things start to change. She meets, gets to know a co-worker quite well, a guy from IT, Raymond.
The co-worker's really nice. He's a good character.
And they actually, they pretty much save someone's life. This guy falls over and they help get him to hospital and they go to visit him. And she does start to learn a bit more how to socialise, and she gets herself a bit more out there, and because she gets quite close to Raymond, who's the IT guy. She gets quite close to the family of the gentleman who fell over, and
it's a really, I think what a lot of critics and stuff have said about this book is it's a good book, a lot of insight into loneliness, and then it's so nice. It's such a heartwarming book in terms of, like, she goes and meets people and she grows as a person. And it's a really good book. I definitely recommend it.
I mean, without giving too much spoilers away. Because I know when I first read it and, like, some of the things she was doing, and I was like, oh, why would you, like... Like, she randomly shouts at... I think it was the hairdresser who does the hair not quite how she likes, and she, like, randomly shouts. And, but you can... Over time, you learn more about her and about why the way she is, like, the struggles that she's had. You can sort of see why.
I would say her social awkwardness is quite funny at times. She does do some very, very strange and interesting things. There's like, I think I know the bit you meet when she goes into a beauty salon. That's quite a good scene. So, without giving too much away, that is quite a funny scene. And she goes for a beauty treatment.
I think especially her relationship with Raymond, there's like points where he sends emails to her and he does it like text speak, and she's like, if you're going to write to me, write correctly. it's got a very, again without giving away what it is, it's got a very unexpected ending, I think.
It's definitely a book that starts off quite funny and then gets a bit sad. There's two halves to this book, and there's good days and there's bad days. And it's a really good insight into loneliness, and covers mental health, and it's quite humorous as well. It's a really good mix.
I'd say it's because I got recommended this book by a friend. She didn't tell me what it was about. She just gave me this book and said it was very good. I would say I really enjoyed it. And I say, I don't like the mum. The mum is...
No.
If you've got to have an enemy in the story, it's the mum. Got to have a villain. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of twists, and they don't come up until the end. It's something like, wasn't expecting that, and like, oh, that's how it's ending. Did not see that coming.
She's definitely a character that sticks with you as well. I think because it's told all from her perspective, and she's quite lonely.
So it gives you a good understanding of her character.
Get into her little strange intricacies, and you go, oh no, what's she doing now? You sort of It's like going out with a strange friend, you know, what they're doing, what they're up to. But it's a really good book. She's definitely a character that sticks with you after you've turned the last page. I'm like, oh, I wonder what she's going to get up to now. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, and there's a bit of a, of course, a subplot, but she quite fancies own musician, doesn't she? That's quite a running thing.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I think it's supposed to be her way of getting out and socialising a bit more, because she's like, oh, I want to go see where he is, and she has these images of what their life would be together. But actually, he turns out to not be very nice. And I think she starts to realise, as she hangs around with Raymond and Sammy, who's the gentleman, and gets to know people a bit more.
Yeah, it definitely gives you...
She realises who...
Who is actually a nice person.
Yeah.
Who she wants to surround herself with and who's not. We'd recommend this, both of us, I think. We both really enjoyed it.
As well, that I've just found out that apparently it's going to be a film.
Yes, yeah.
So that'll
be
quite good.
I was like, is it this year it's going to be turned into a film? Or is it next year it's going to be turned? Soon it will be a film as well.
So we're just going to mention as well, this is a book, as I say, it's on Listening Books, so we can download it for the patient if they're interested, but we do actually have a copy in our wellbeing zone, so
yes,
if any staff out there want to borrow this book, you can. And I would imagine if it's going to be a film at some point, we would have
probably the DVD.
Don't think that will be for a while, because I didn't say, so we don't know when this is coming out.
Don't know when the film's coming out.
But I think if we have the book, I feel very confident we would get the DVD as well. So that is our review of this. If you want to, if you've read the book and want to give a review, just let us know. Like, contact us on our emails. So we're on the QE emails. So it's qelibrary@uhb.nhs.uk. Or if you have any other books you'd like to recommend to us, then we can have a look at those.
We take purchase requests, and we always want to know what people want to read. So do email us with any books you'd like us to get in for the Wellbeing Zone. Or if you want to know what's on the Listening Books as well, let us know, we can have a look for you.
Yeah, again, yeah, just let us know, like, if, you know, as I say, if patient is stressing romance, then we can have a look, and you just want a few examples, we can go on the catalogue and just say, oh, these are examples of authors that are available on there. As I say, if you want to borrow the audiobook device, just get in touch with us, and you just need to register for a base library card. It is completely free, and not only can you borrow the audiobooks, you can also borrow books from the library, medical books, fiction books, so you can borrow the DVDs from the Wellbeing Zone, and you can also borrow, if you heard our last podcast, you can also borrow educational book games. Thank you very much for listening. We hope that you do want to borrow our audiobook service. Hope we've made it sound like a really good service. Again, if you have any feedback on the service, the audiobook service itself, on the devices or anything, or the way that it's loaned out or renewed, again, just please feel free. We always welcome feedback.
Yeah.
And we have made changes based on user feedback as well, haven't we? So we do take it very seriously. So thank you, Beth, for coming.
That's all right.
Thank you for listening, and until next time.